With your latest news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. Government staff and family members have been reflecting on outgoing Deputy Governor Franz Manderson's leadership and its impact on the civil service as he steps down after 44 years in public service. Civil servants turned out this week at the Government Administration Building to bid him farewell on his final day in office, culminating 14 years of service as deputy governor and head of the civil service. Recently, Mr. Manderson spoke with Radio Cayman about his tenure.
I set about to give as many Caymanians opportunities as possible. I mentioned learning in the civil service. You can now sit at your desk and do multiple courses on LinkedIn Learning. You can, you know, attend wellness seminars. You can do all these things. So if the only thing that I have achieved is to have made Caymanians within our civil service being able to better themselves and help them realize their dreams, then that's a good thing. Because that's what somebody did for me.
The outgoing deputy governor said the greatest privilege of his career was working alongside civil servants and seeing their professionalism and integrity.
I am very proud of the civil service being now an employer of choice for Caymanians. That has really made me happy. But you know, the greatest privilege has been just working with civil servants and working with them every day and seeing their passion, their integrity. It's been absolutely amazing. The professionalism that I see every day in the civil service and the fact that I was part of that, I am blessed.
Family members say they have seen that commitment to service at home as well as at work. His daughter, Alyssa Manderson.
The government has played a big role in our family for a very long time, and we're so grateful for the support that they have provided over the years to us and Tim. But I'm very excited for my dad in the next adventure and chapter that he's about to embark on.
Colleagues in the civil service say they will miss his leadership but are optimistic about the future of the organization. Jennifer Ahern, Chief Sustainability Officer.
Deputy Governor Designate, who becomes DG tomorrow, is going to be amazing. And we're all looking forward to supporting her and working with her, but we will miss Mr. Manderson. He was sort of the OG DG for many of us.
Before leaving, Mr. Manderson urged colleagues to support the incoming deputy governor.
Please give Ms. Gloria McPhail Nixon the same love and support that you've given me. I have every doubt that she is going to raise the performance of the civil service and take us well on our journey to being world class.
The Legacy of Service page invites civil servants and members of the public to visit the government's online tribute and leave messages of congratulations and well wishes as he's concluded his term as deputy governor and head of the civil service. Final words from the outgoing DG.
I see how much the civil service love and respect me, and I want them to know that feeling is mutual. Thank you.
He will certainly be missed, and we congratulate him on his retirement. That's it for your news. I'm Elizabeth Charles.